Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, that is our prayer, that God would abide with us, that God would abide with you and with me. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven. This week's series is entitled God's Second I Will. And we're looking at the text here in Isaiah 41:10, which reads like this: Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. That is the second I will, yea, I will help thee. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you today for another day of life, for another day of being in Christ, for another day of having life and life more abundantly. Father, we pray for every member of Grace Church. We even pray for those who are on the church rolls, but for whatever reason are not active, or for whatever reason are downcast, or for whatever reason are depressed, or for whatever reason have lost faith in Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray, strengthen your people. Help your people. Father, only you can do certain things. We can encourage your people. We can share with your people. We can exhort your people. But only you can truly strengthen and help them. You can do far more than what we can do combined. You can, Lord, lift them up out of their depression. You can lift them up out of their uncertainty. In fact, many of them have lost faith in thee. Oh, God, only you can restore that faith. Do so, Lord. Bring your people back to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Of course, we had a great service yesterday at church. We had Pastor Harry and his wife Debbie with us. It was wonderful to have them again with us. I feel so good when that man of God comes to church and just sits or stands next to me. I just feel so much support just from having him there. What a man of God. And, of course, I feel great support and encouragement having all of you in church ready to receive the word of the Lord. We had a blessed day yesterday, and, of course, we're going to continue to do what we do best, which is serve the Lord in the different capacities that he's called us to serve him. And, of course, for that, we need to be strengthened, and for that, we need help. Help, help, help. The second I will. Listen, what a blessing to know that God will strengthen us. But what an additional blessing to know that he will help us. He will strengthen us, and this week he will help us. By way of introduction, I want to let you know that Scripture portrays God, paints God as the ultimate helper of his covenant people. Not the only helper, because we have angels. The Bible says that there are ministering angels who are sent out to help those who are to be heirs of eternal life. Without you knowing it, without us knowing it, we have angels who come to our aid and our rescue. Yes, they do. They do this invisible work that you don't see, I don't see, that you know nothing about, that I know nothing about, but they are sent by God as helpers and aids to those who are to be heirs of eternal life. And then, of course, we have brothers and sisters in Christ who help us in the work of the Lord, and we help each other. But God is our ultimate helper. John Brown's Dictionary of the Bible states, help. Help means to assist, support, deliver, as in Exodus 2:17 and 1 Samuel 17:12. Now, right there, I want you to pause right there, and I want you to draw a circle around 1 Samuel 17:12. Now, when I write down a quote, I cannot alter the quote. I cannot alter the scripture verse that the dictionary or the encyclopedia or that the commentary has in print. So I have quoted it the way it's in the dictionary, but I want you to circle 1 Samuel 17:12 because I couldn't find anything in that verse related to help. So it must be some error, and I checked the dictionary three times to make sure that I typed it right. And so when I went to the scriptures and I looked at it in English, help was not in that verse, nor was it in the original Hebrew. So just put a circle around it, but I have to put it in there because it's part of the quote. And when you give attribution, when you quote someone, you cannot alter the quote in any way. So, again, John Brown's Dictionary of the Bible, which is such a trustworthy dictionary, states, help to assist, support, deliver, according to Exodus 2:17. And in that verse, we see Moses helping the daughters of Jethro in the watering of the flocks and of the fending off of the male shepherds who were bullying them at the water hole. So Moses came to their help, or Moses came to their aid. The quote goes on to say, God is the help and helper of his people. He assists them in every duty, supports them under every burden, and keeps or frees them from every danger. Psalm 46:1 and Psalm 54:4. The help of the elect is laid on Christ, the Mighty One. The purchase and dispensation of their whole salvation are committed to his care according to the prophecy in Psalm 89:19, which is a messianic prophecy. So notice, God is, according to Scripture, the ultimate helper of his people. We see that in God the Father. We see that ministry transferred to God the Son as the mediator of the new covenant, and we see that ministry passed on to the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says in Romans 8, when we know not what to pray for, when we have no clue, the Holy Spirit helps us pray with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we see the triune God helping the saints in life, helping the saints overcome evil, helping the saints push back the forces of darkness, helping the saints in their walk of the Spirit. So here we have God, the ultimate helper. Now, the word help in Isaiah 41:10d, yea, I will help thee. If you look at the Monday portion of the outline on the bottom of page 1, yea, I, of course, that I referring to the Lord, yea, I, the Lord, will help thee. I want you to know that God is saying yes. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to ponder if God's going to help you. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to wonder if he will help you. He's telling you, yes, I will help thee. It's his promise. It's his yes. When God says yes to something, God doesn't back out of his word. When God says yes to something, he fulfills the promise. Yes. Yes. I, the Lord, your God, will help thee. The word help here, of course, is a verb. And it means to assist, to help, to aid, to support, lending a helping hand, to rally around, to get someone out of a tight spot. Come to the rescue. Now, listen. I think all of us would welcome God getting us out of a tight spot. I think all of us would welcome God saying, I pledge to rescue you. I think all of us would be gleefully happy if God says, here I am to lend a helping hand. Can you imagine God rallying around us when we are under attack? God coming to our aid, God coming to our support, God coming to assist us in the evil day. That's what he pledges to do. The Ukrainian people over there where the war is going on, they are pleading with the civilized world, will you come and help us? Will you come and assist us? Will you come and give us, provide us with aid? Will you support our cause? Will you lend a helping hand? Will you rally around us? Will you get us out of a tight spot that Russia has put us in? Will you come to rescue us? They're wondering if the civilized world will actually show up. Well, my brothers and sisters, you and I don't have to worry. We don't have to ponder. We don't have to question. We are given the biblical certainty. For Scripture says God is not a man that he should lie. You can rest assured when God says, yes, I pledge to help thee, he will do it. So we're going to leave it there. I want you to really think. I want you to really ponder and say, Lord, to think about when you get in a bind, just think about God reaching down to you where you're at. You're in that pit. You're in that deep hole. You're sinking fast, and here you see the mighty hand of God reaching down to help you out of that miry pit. That's God. He has pledged to his people, yea, I will help. What a blessing to know that he will indeed fulfill his promises. Not just to strengthen you, not just to make you bold and courageous and to stare down fear and stare down your enemy, but also, listen, one thing is for God to strengthen you and give you the courage to face your Goliath. Another thing is for God to help you bring Goliath down. See, when he says, I will strengthen you, that's why David was so courageous. That's why when King Saul was shaking in his boots and all the men of Israel was quaking where they stood, David, strengthened of the Lord, said, listen, God, help me overcome the lion. He helped me overcome the bear. Here I am. And Saul said to him, listen, let me dissuade you. He's been a champion. He's been a man of war from his youth. You're just a youth. You don't know what you're talking about. You are loopy today. You're talking with no experience. You have nothing, no experience whatsoever. You haven't even had one battle. And David says, watch. David, filled with courage, filled with strength, over to Goliath, and he said, this day will the Lord deliver you into my hands. You know what he was saying? This day will God help me bring you down. See, God gives you the courage. He gives you the heart of a champion. He gives you the heart of a lion. You're not faint-hearted, but you're lion-hearted. Here you are strengthened, reassured with the power of the Holy Spirit. But as you stare down your enemy, you know that God will help you bring him down. I will help thee. It's a two-on-one, God says. You're not going at this alone. I will help thee. That's what we want to talk about this week. God being our partner in the battles and in the affairs of life. So tune in tomorrow for part two as we continue this series on how God will help us. God bless you, saints. Thank you.
Lord.